Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school sports, the state football championships wrapped up yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And in the 1A championship, it was West Lyon jumping out to a 29-7 halftime lead. And they run away to a 50-14 victory to take that 1A championship. So West Lyon comes out on top as they end up outgaining Van Meter by a 412-245 total for the game. Logan Meyer led the way on the ground with 125 yards and two touchdowns. Also, Jalen Gromstad finished with 104 yards on the ground as well for West Lyon as they pick up that 1A title. In the Class 2A championship, it was OABCIG, the Falcons, jumping out to an early 17-6 lead by halftime, and they outscored Waukon 14-6 in the third quarter and tacked on one more score in the fourth to take the 2A title. 37-12 was the final score, 458-323 offensive output there for the Falcons, and they were led by their star quarterback once again, Cooper DeGene. DeGene went 19-35 passing for 250 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for 167 yards and two more scores as the Falcons take the championship there in Class 2A. And in the 4A championship, as the nightcap, it was West Des Moines Valley outscoring Dowling 3-0 in the first quarter, but Dowling turned it around 14-7 in the second. So we had a 14-10 game at halftime. Dowling Catholic able to get one more score in the third quarter, and they hold off West Des Moines Valley as they got a touchdown in the fourth, but not enough to rally back. 21-16, the final, as Dowling Catholic wins their seventh straight state championship there in Class 4A. As numbers ended up being fairly even, Valley actually outgained Dowling 324-296 there in total offense, but they were able to grind out the victory as Gavin Williams rushed for 141 yards and two touchdowns. Also, Hank Hemrick finished with 72 yards on the ground and one more score there for the Maroons, as they also had Hemrick going 5 of 12 passing for just 66 yards in that game, but getting it done on the ground there as Dowling Catholic wins that 4A title. So that wraps up the 2019 high school football season. Also, in another football note, Atlantic multi-sport athlete Tyler Moen announced via Twitter yesterday his commitment to play football for Iowa State as a preferred walk-on. Moen has had a breakout senior season at running back for the Trojans. He set the all-time Atlantic single-season rushing record with 1,909 yards. He ended his career fifth on the Trojans' all-time rushing list with 2,427 yards. He nearly set the single-game rushing record for the state when he ran for 523 yards on 31 carries in a Week 8 win over Shenandoah. Moen finished the year with 25 total touchdowns. He's also been a stalwart for the basketball and track teams. He placed third in the 400 meters at the state meet as a junior and also placed fifth in the 200. He was a member of Atlantic's winning 4x400-meter relay and distance medley relay teams last year as well. He's preparing for his senior year on the basketball team, where he's contributed since his freshman year, coming off a junior season where he averaged 13.7 points per game. In girls high school basketball, the first official date for competition was yesterday, and Atlantic took to the road to open up their season as they went to play Bondurant-Farrar, and it was Bondurant-Farrar coming out on top by 10 points. 52-42 was the final in that one. Des Moines Christian, a 55-54 winner over Creston last night. Martinsdale-St. Mary's top Madrid, 51-24. And Winterset was a 55-19 winner over I-35. Also, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union releasing their preseason basketball rankings prior to those games yesterday. And here's a look at the top 15 in each class, at least the area teams included in the top five. In Class 1A, it's Montezuma top-ranked, followed by Newell Fonda, Sigourney, North Mahaska, and Marquette Catholic. Exira EHK checks in at number 13 in the opening top 15 poll. In 2A, Cascade is top-ranked, followed by North Lynn, West Hancock, Osage, and Applington Parkersburg. Trainers at 9 and Mount Air is at 10. In 3A, Bishop Heelan top-ranked, followed by North Polk, Dyke New Hartford, Clear Lake, and Red Oak at number 5. In 4A, North Scott top-ranked, followed by Marion, Center Point Urbana, Ballard, and Cedar Rapids Xavier. Glenwood's at 6, Lewis Central is at 10. In 5A, Iowa City High is top-ranked, followed by Dowling Catholic, Johnston, Cedar Falls, and West Des Moines Valley, top 5 there. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released the postseason assignments for the upcoming wrestling season, as sectional tournaments will be contested on February 8th, district tournaments on February 15th. A state wrestling tournament will be held February 20th through 22nd at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. District host sites for area Class 1A teams will include Underwood, Pleasantville, and Maple Valley Anthon Otto Charter Oak Ute. ACGC, Audubon, Griswold, and Nottoway Valley will be competing in sectionals at ACGC on the 8th. HSTW and Riverside will be competing at Riverside. Underwood will then be the district attorney site there for those two locations. Also in Class 2A, ADM, Atlantic Cam, Creston Orion Maxburg, Green County, Kemper Catholic, Panorama, and Winterset are all assigned to the ADM sectional. Glenwood will be a sectional site. That'll include Clarinda, Glenwood, Harlan, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Southwest Iowa. Qualifiers from ADM and Glenwood will then compete at the district tournament in Atlantic, coming up on the February 15th date. Class 3A has just one qualifying round with district tournaments. Carroll and Dennison Schleswig will be competing at Dallas Center Grimes. Lewis Central, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln will compete at Johnston. All those sectional and district tournaments will start at noon on those dates. You can check out the full assignments by following the links on that same story on our sports page at KJN.com. Moving on to college notes, Iowa State's Ashley Jones tallied a 26-point-14 rebound double-double to help lead the Cyclones past North Dakota State 86-58 last night at the Shields Center there in Fargo. Junior guard Ray Johnson was also outstanding, putting up a career-high 16 points on an efficient shooting night, knocking down 6 of 8 from the field, including 4 of 6 from three-point range. The Cyclones return home to take on Arkansas Pine Bluff next Friday at 6:30 at Hilton Coliseum. In men's college basketball yesterday, top-ranked Duke is off to a 6-0 start after capturing the 2K Empire Classic at Madison Square Garden. Vernon Carey Jr. delivered 20 points and 10 rebounds as the Blue Devils pulled out an 81-73 victory over Georgetown. Cassius Stanley led Duke with 21 points, including a pair of threes to help the Blue Devils stay ahead. The Hoyas got within four with 42 seconds left before the Blue Devils won it from the line. It's the 218th victory for Mike Krzyzewski, the head coach, and as the coach of a number one team, breaking the mark set by UCLA's John Wooden. Other top 25 scores yesterday, 6th-ranked Maryland, an 86-63 winner over George Mason. 9th-ranked Kentucky was an 82-62 winner over Mount St. Mary's. 10th-ranked Ohio State beat Fort Wayne 85-46. 11th-ranked Oregon, a 78-66 winner over Houston. 15th-ranked Utah State, 80-78 over LSU. It was 17th-ranked Villanova, 83-76 over Mississippi State. And 18th-ranked Xavier knocked off UConn in double overtime, 75-74. 22nd-ranked Texas, a 62-45 winner over Cal. 24th-ranked Baylor, 77-65 over Coastal Carolina. And 25th-ranked Washington was a 73-56 winner over Montana there in college hoops yesterday. Also in the NBA, it was Detroit 128-103 over Atlanta. Washington beat Charlotte 125-118. Brooklyn a 116-97 winner over Sacramento. Miami beat Chicago 116-108. The Lakers 130-127 over Oklahoma City. Philadelphia 115-104 over San Antonio. Dallas beat Cleveland 143-101. Denver 96-92 over Boston. Utah beat Golden State 113-109. And the Clippers 122-119 over Houston. In the National Hockey League, just two games last night, Pittsburgh beat New Jersey 4-1, and it was Ottawa, a 4-1 winner over the New York Rangers. That's the look at your scores there from yesterday. Also on tap here today, of course, another college football Saturday upon us, and we'll have one for you here on the radio as the 17th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes get set to host the Illinois Fighting Illini, final home game of the year for the Hawks. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff right here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. And Iowa State also will be home for their last home game of the season as they take on the Kansas Jayhawks. That's also set for an 11 o'clock kickoff here today at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames for their senior day. Other matchups here today, the 8th-ranked Penn State is at 2nd-ranked Ohio State. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Fox here today. 5th-ranked Alabama hosts Western Carolina at 11 o'clock. 10th-ranked Minnesota's at Northwestern for an 11 a.m. kick. 15th-ranked Auburn will host Samford at 11 a.m. here today. 21st-ranked Oklahoma State is at West Virginia for an 11 o'clock kick. Also, another top 25 matchups today. 16th-ranked Notre Dame hosts Boston College at 1:30. 24th-ranked Appalachian State has a 1:30 kickoff, hosting Texas State. 4th-ranked Georgia is home to face Texas A&M at 2:30. 13th-ranked Michigan is at Indiana for a 2:30 kick. 14th-ranked Baylor is home to take on Texas at 2:30. 23rd-ranked USC is home to face UCLA at 2:30 here today as well. 12th-ranked Wisconsin will be home to face Purdue at 3 o'clock this afternoon. 18th-ranked Memphis at South Florida for a 3 o'clock kick here today. Top-ranked LSU will host Arkansas at 6 p.m. this evening. 19th-ranked Cincinnati will be home to face Temple at 6 p.m. 9th-ranked Oklahoma hosts TCU at 7 o'clock here tonight as well. Let's look at some of your top 25 college football matchups here for today. That's a look at the latest in sports. Sports has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.